The first word. We said yesterday the machlokes in the Mishnah. We have a Mishnah that says has a machlokes in a man of Yehuda, a machlokes in a braisa of a man of Yehuda of Nishbe Kadai. Your jug broke and you didn't remove it. A camel fell and you didn't remove it. Ramea said Yechayev and the Chum said Yepata. And Abaye was the last one. The rabbi said one pshat machlokes of the Mishnah. Abaye said another pshat machlokes and so too in the braisa that there was two machlokes and one was b'shas nefila and one was na'ach nefila. What was b'shas nefila the machlokes? While it's falling, there's a machlokes. Do we say niskal pesheya? Is he a pesheya the fact that he fell, or he's not a pesheya? That was b'shas nefila. La'ach nefila, we said there is also machlokes. Once it fell and you are mafkir it, there's a machlokes if mafkir nezakov is chayev or not. Was he mafkir nezakov? Because since you don't want to have anything to do with this, it was a cheres, you don't want to do with this, or a bur, b'shas ra'am, it's not yours. You can't own, because you dug in b'shas ra'am, you don't own it. So therefore, so but there was a machlaikis, even though you don't own it, the machlaikis was not owning it, are you chayiv in b'shas ra'am or not? Are you chayiv in this bur or not? That was the machlaikis. So we said the machlaikis is a twofold machlaikis. So b'reichan amam, Ibechana says, La'ach anafila machlaikis. They're arguing La'ach anafila, and the machlaikis is, again, if you're mafke, you know, zakov. If you're mafke with a thing that you don't own, that you don't own it, are you chayiv in it or not? So, Aval, Zakimar. So that's what Ibechana says. Aval, so we'll meet Medayak, Aval, b'shas nafila mai. But if it happened, b'shas it fell, which means the machlaikis would be if niskal pesheya or not, if you tripped to be pesheya or not, Divya Hakel would be Potter. So it would be Potter. In fact, the Ma'a Ba'am, the Kaman, the Messiah, May, Sayyid Chaman, hold you Potter. I Abichan had said later on, Lay Tayman Masnisan Ermei, the mission over there is too much Nekadam, we'll get the Mitzvah. So over there he said that don't say the mission is Ermei, the Amma Niska Pesheo. That says Niska Pesheo, Mechlal, the Ermei Mechayiv. You see that, what's Abichan coming to say? Don't zet on that mission over there like Ermei that says Niska is Pesheo. And if Niska's Besheya, Yechayev. So what do you see? So you're trying to, and that's B'shas Nefila. So if you're telling me that B'shas Nefila, Debrakal Pater, it doesn't, it's not true, because we for sure have a Manda Amma, like a mayor that says Yechayev. Zakta Gemara, say Elamai. So what are you going to say? Elamai, Debrakal Chayev. What are you going to come and say? No, everyone agrees that Yechayev, because everyone holds Niska Besheya, and therefore B'shas Nefila, Yechayev. What?
Why would I assume that? He says Rameir, so it sounds like there's a
Bar Plukta. Oh, in fact,
the Gemara... No, why does Gemara go to that first?
No, because the Gemara just has to go one direction. I mean, the Gemara said that the Machlaikis is only by Ach and Afila. So before Afila has to be somewhere, that means there's no Machlaikis. So I was going either or.
It's the problem with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, the different Hakol. So,
Exactly, Gemara.
Rabbi Yochanan himself is twice himself.
No, with Medai. Right, with Medai. Elamai de Be'akal Chayiv. So what do you want to say? Everyone agrees to Chayiv. But when they come, Rabbi Yochanan l'kamon. The same brass that the same member that we're bringing later on. Loitav Masnisa Mei. Don't say Mitzvah Mei. Damanis Kabashayu Mechlal. The Patra Abonon. So you see that it's only Rabbi Yochanan that says Yichayiv. But Abonon Patra. So Bekitza. So the same way you have Machlekes Nachanavil, you have to have Machlekes B'Shas Nefil also. I see Claude Rabbi Yochanan holds there's Machlekes B'Shas Nefil. Zakti Gemara. Ela Hakamash Malon. This is what's coming to teach you. This is what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell you. He's not coming to really discuss Kaidim Nefila, Achan Nefila. Ik and Akuda is, he's talking about Achan Nefila, but he's telling you the Mafkin is Zachav, the Zachav, the Hacham, who the Patriarch Banon, the Anasu. Over here, by this case of Mafkin is Zachav, this case when you're making your Hezek Hefker, that's where the Abanon Pater. Why? Because he's an Anas. Because the Tchila was an Anas. He fell. It wasn't intentional. But a regular case. When you dig a bur, so you're not a einus, what are you digging? Or you broke the kli lahedya. So over there, you're not a einus, you're a pesher. So over there, the rabbanon would agree, even though it's not yours, you're still chayiv.
Hefker is a metzias. You can't say it only happens when either it happens or it doesn't happen.
You cannot kem chayiv anymore from mamono, for sure. And it's machlokes if you have to own the bond.
Yeah, the concept of the hefker is a chiddush, right? It's mine. I put a hezek here in Shas Rabim.
Okay.
Now so I'm saying hefker, and I'm still not chayiv. That's a chiddush. That's my drop today. I should be chayiv. This svara says. So if that svara works, and what's enough? I mean, if it was the mezid of a
No, because it's not really. We'll see a little more about that. The Nakud is more that, really, I think Rav Mazel was trying to say, I think he was trying to answer this question, I wasn't sure. But I'm saying, but the Nakud is more the fact that over here, we're telling you that it's a bar. Shai, you're right, Shai has to be your mama to be chayiv. Any kind of Shai has to be your mama. Here's a bar. Here's an Ishus Rav, you dug something. You should be part of it, it's not yours.
So
I should be chayv. So I'm saying it's a fakad. So that's really what the machlekes is. He's telling you like this.
So when there's oinus, there's an exception.
There's an exception. Because really it's not yours. Really this is tzad to be potter. Navas, we tell you, why did you dig? What are you doing here? So once you dug, so that's what we're saying, that even the Rabbanan that say you're potter, that's only if it was an oinus. You tripped, whatever it was. But when you went, lehed, you went and dug, I don't care if it's a not, you chayv.
Rabbi Chanan agrees that the
machlekes
is in two cases, just like Abaya.
Exactly. Right. That wasn't right. That wasn't what he was coming to do. His intentions were, when he said, La'achan afidus, to tell you that Dafka, this case, is the machlekes, Rame and Rabbanon. And the Rabbanon hold Yipata because it was an Einus. But a regular case of Bar, that you dug in Shishram, you can't say, oh, it's not mine, I'm Pata. No, you can't.
He says, La'achan afidus, machlekes, it should have been more clear.
Right.
He said that it's dafka is mayayish. I mean, for
mafka. But that's normal. Okay. That means he's saying over here la'ach nafila is a machlekes, but will be medayik. Normally, this case la'ach nafila, which was nishbir kade, you slipped and yeah.
Why is the Gemara saying the machlekes is whether bar mishum chavata or bar mishum avir? When you drop something in mishus harabim, you don't have any avir or bar there.
Okay.
So the Gemara is that the machlekes. What?
Okay? So, Bekitza. So now we're saying, so we have two types of baris in Rosh Hashanah. We have a bar that you intentionally did, and that was saying that everyone agrees you'd be chayiv, sayyam, and sayyam, rabbanon. And then we have a bar that wasn't intentional, and vadi is a machlaikis if you're chayiv or not. The mayor says you're chayiv, and the chum say no, since it's not yours, it's not your belongings in Rosh Hashanah, therefore you're pot. Zakhti Gemara, Itma. We learned Mafkin Azakov. Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Elazar. If Machleik is Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbi Elazar, what happens? You mafki in Nezakov, in the Shusar Abin, or whatever it is, and is Machleik is if you chayv. Chadam a chayv, chadam a patam. Rabbi Yechonon, one of them say you chayv, one of them say you patam. We don't know which one says chayv, which one's patam. And that's what this rest of the Amid is going to try to figure out. Who's the man that says patam, who's the man that says chayv. So, come on, lemme mandam a chayv, kira mei, umandam patam, kira bonam. Let's say, the one that says Yechayev is going like a man, he's passing like a man. The one that says Pata is like a bonon. And that's this machlokes in the Braisa. Remeya says Yechayev by Bar B'shus Rabin, by Nishbar Kali B'shus Rabin. And the Chum say Yepata. So one man is passing like a Chum and one's passing like a man. Zaktima, Alibidi Ameya Kulam, Le Pligi, no, light the man, light the Ameya that says Yechayev. Everyone agrees that there's a machlokes. Everyone agrees that Ameya is the one that says Chayev, but the Rabbanon argue. And therefore, the one that says Pata, obviously, he's not going like a man. He's only going like the Rabbanon. Keep pligi, Aliba the Rabbanon. We're the arguing, Aliba the Rabbanon. Man the Pata, Rabbanon. The one that says Pata says, I have no problem, I'm going like the Rabbanon, passing like the Rabbanon. Uman the Mechayiv, I'm a loch. I know the army, I feel the Rabbanon. I could even be going like the Rabbanon. Atkan le Patri Rabbanon. When the Rabbanon Pata, Eleba Mafki in Ezekiel. Only when you were Mafki in Ezekiel. The Hachal Mishum, the Anasu. Over here, the reason why the Rabbanon Pata, like we just said before, is because you are Einus, and therefore the Rabbanon said that you Pata. Avon Mafkin is Zuck of the Alma, but a regular case of Bar B'Shus Rabim, that you dug a Bar B'Shus Rabim, that you, it's your, you dug it, it was Peshaya, Mechayvi. Over there, the Chamu Mechayiv. So he's telling you that I could stim with the Rabbanon also. The reason why the Rabbanon Pata was only Einus, but here we're discussing Stam, the case of Mafkin is Zuck of, here we have a memory of Mafkin is Zuck of, that you just mafki in a zakim and shusar abim, don't say your pata because it's not yours. No, the Rabbanon never spoke to that case because the Rabbanon only spoke to this case of nishbir kada v'leisaka gamal, the gamal fell, it was the einus, you didn't trip it. So therefore, that's when he said that your pata, but normally the case could be chai. Okay. Zakti ma testayim de abalazu udam achai. Let's bring a raya that it's abalazu, the one that says the mafki in a zakim of yichai. That means every time there's a bar b'shusar abim, are you chayiv or not? So we have machlokes. One man the Amma says you chayiv, and one man the Amma says you pata. You dig a bar b'shus harabim, you'll be completely pata.
You have to be mafkid, or it's automatic. We said yesterday that
it's automatic.
Right.
It's not yours. You don't even
if
own it.
If you dig a bar, it's a shusayach.
The only time you chayv is only it's a shusayach. It can't be chayv. Zok to Gemara, what's the right? The Amr Abalazim is Shemina Bishmal. Abalazim set up with the name from Bishmal. Shnei Dvam, Eina Meshusa Shal Adam. There are two things that are not in Yerushus. V'asan HaKasuv Kila and Bishusa. The Torah made it just like in Yerushus. What's that? V'eilu Hain. Bar Bishus Ra'amim. So you see, he's lahed yim chayv. You a pit in Rishus Ra'amim. You dug a pit in Rishus Ra'amim. You dug a hole in Rishus Ra'amim. You chayv. Even though it's not yours. The Torah gave it a din like it's yours. What's that? That's one thing. The second thing is v'chamitz m'shei shoy sulamayla. Chametz from 6 hours and on Erev Pesach, it's Asa Ba'ana. And since Asa Ba'ana is not yours, still we gave you Issa Ba'ayah Ba'ayimatzah. So you have two cases where something is not yours and Yechayev. Asa Yechayev. The bar of Rishus Ra'amim is not yours. You don't own Rishus Ra'amim. You dug it. You really should be potter. No, Yechayev. You give it, it didn't like it's yours. A Chametz Rishus Pesach from Erev Pesach and on, 6 hours and on, it's not yours. It's Asa Ba'ana. And even though it's Asa Ba'ana, you're still Chayev and Ba'ayah Ba'ayimatzah. You're still Asa Ba'ayah Ba'ayimatzah.
Now, over there also you can't be
now over there,
why not?
The what? Why not? Was why not?
Why can you sell it and be mafkrit? Sell it or be
mafkrit? It's not yours, that's why not.
No, the chametz.
That's why not, it's not yours.
But you mafkrit before.
If you mafkrit before, you're not mafkrit.
Right. So we're talking about fresh chametz that...
Chametz that you weren't mafkrit. Your regular...
Automatically
just... Automatically becomes
that's why not. You can no longer be mafkrit.
Right, it's not yours. That's why not. So if that's why not, it's not yours. And still we see chayim by your matzah. Why should it be chayim? It's not mine. Still, the Torah was mechayev by matzah. Now, the shaila is that it could be yours for what? For something which is not derech achila. You could use chametz for to let's say shampoo. I don't know, whatever.
Use it for a fire.
For a fire? Huh? So why are you saying?
So you have bailus over it.
So you have some hanah from it.
Could you stop someone else from taking it? When tosh banah or chayev, it's not. You can't stop it, so you can't tell me it's yours because you could use it for something.
There's something that the Sachrenim are very bothered with this kasha. Or if you mevatel it.
You can't mevatel something that it wasn't helped at all anymore.
Right.
It's also. But
so as a fact.
But Chayav, you can't stop anyone from taking it once it's also about. No, if you can't stop someone from taking it, I can tell me you can
stop. No, for who says you can't stop someone from taking it? If it's like a derechachila, maybe you could. Or if it's a chayla sheish b'sakana. That's the chenim abalder. Okay, but the pashut. I mean, the metzias is that it's also about no, it's also about no. So what are we saying over here? A bar, what?
Well, so the Gemara said before the Rabbi Yochanan holds that mafkan and zakav the alma is going to be chayv according to Rabbanan. Here we're proving that it's Rabbi Loza that holds mafkan and zakav according to Rabbanan the alma is chayv. How does the shtim that we said before?
No, the Gemara just said before that maybe there's a man the alma. We don't know who's who. We don't know who's who.
Before, when we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan, we said, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean? He's telling us...
Oh, you mean over here, this Gemara, yeah.
The Mafkin is Zakov over here is Pater, but normally the Mafkin is Zakov is Chayiv, according to Rabbanan.
Right.
We were saying Rabbi Loza is the one that...
Very good. We weren't for sure about that, and that Gemara is going to discuss that soon. I'm saying, but we weren't for sure about that. We wanted that's maybe that's not. Right, we just said...
But according to this, it doesn't...
And a Chanami, but here we have Rabbi Loza that says Klar. So we'll have to switch Rabbi Yochanan, we'll have to switch that thing. That pshat. Oh, that's good. 1 second, again, so...
That's just the kasha from before.
So, 1 second, it's like this.
Stop ahead with it.
Right. So now, Rabbi Loza says, what does it mean, what does it mean it's not yours? By Bar B'Shus Ra'avim. That means the Torah gave it a din like it's yours. Right? That means you dug it. So, you did the hezek, and you would say, what, you just potter. That's what you were asking before. You dug it, and we would think that, I mean, not we would think there's such a man da'amah. And he's coming to tell you, no, the Torah needs to make it into your shoes. That means it's not just, we understand like this, you dug a pit in the shoes rabbi, potter. Why? I don't know, it's not mine. Does that make any sense?
What happens if you take somebody else's chefetz and you put it in the shoes rabbi?
Also, not mine, it's potter.
Somebody
whatever you want.
Yeah,
this is half kapatka, what is this? This makes any sense in the Gaish law?
Why is it... Why are you even handling your mammon?
Right, and not only that.
Chiddush of bars, that doesn't have to be a mammon.
Right, right. That's the second stuff I want to say. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, we're giving it a din like your mammon. What does your mammon have to do with anything? Why do we need it to be your mammon? Pashtus, let's say, we do understand, we don't understand. Still, the Torah was mechayiv. Even though it's not yours, it's the city's. But you're still chayiv. We're giving you, even the Maharam that says Chayev, it's not like you think you Chayev. It's because you Chayev, it's because the Torah gave you, it's like Yerushas. What does that mean? Why does it have to be Yerushas?
So otherwise it's like a Grama, I guess.
A Grama? You done it.
You did it. That's all right. Someone falls in there. If you push someone in, then it's fine. But you didn't push him in.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if you push someone in or not.
No, you just blocked, he fell. But why couldn't you just say, okay, it's mine, but I'm still putter, fine. Why couldn't the Torah just say, it's yours?
Forget.
The Torah said
Yichayev. Torah said Yichayev. Okay. We're asking, why does it have to be yours for?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What is yours if you're doing anything? If you shot someone with a gun, it wasn't your gun, so you're Pater? Mm-hmm. I mean, what does it have to do?
What did I do?
Well, that's sometimes. That's a show. Why would Boy you think of that? Maybe it's somewhat of a grammar. That's not my shana.
Every
Zikr
is
Mamanamasik.
It has to be even
Boy.
Even age. How could you
anyone
mamas? What do you want?
The
flame?
Oh, I understand what you're saying, but how good for kashim? So what does that mean? So Shimi's saying a nice test. Shimi's trying to say that you're a grama. That means since you didn't do it with metzias, so it's really your mama that's trying to be mazik, so you're a grama. So what's the chiddush akra? They know that it's really like your money.
Grama, you're not chayiv by the zika normally, according to most money amram. So why are you chayiv by bar?
No, so. We're saying before the Chiddush HaKra. So Chiddush HaKra is that it is Kilo, it's yours. It's not just.
So now. It's Grama, you're Chayiv.
Right.
And you really part about Grama.
Right.
It's not Grama. It's not Grama because it's your mama. It's not Grama anymore.
So it's not your mama.
Right. So now that's Shemis Tah. It's a beautiful Tah. And that's what some Achanim say. There's a big tumult on this. I mean, it's much more to get to Chizboy when we get to the fifth parag. But Pashtus. What we're just trying to stress is that it's not like you would think that, okay, like you would think it's dumb about Bata Shesvar, that Yichayev, Yichayev, why not? No, that's not what Yichayev. Yichayev because the Torah made it like it's Gilin Yerushus. That's what.
Maybe you would think you'd only have to pay partially. You don't really actually do it. You do it
partially.
Moshe,
Yichayev.
Good to know.
Yesterday was a similar. Yeah, that's what we're discussing. So the more at this time, so this is a good raya there, but also holds the Yichayev by Mafkin Zakov, because here's a case, he's telling you, club, by Bishasram, Yichayev. It's not yours, and Yichayev. So the more, Mi'am, I'm a Belaza, Achi. Did the Belaza say that Yichayev by Mafkin Zakov, Bishasram? I'm a Belaza, Ivcha. We see a Belaza said the opposite. That now, we look in the Mishnah later on, if you take Zevel, if you take garbage, in that, that's obviously, that's Hefkin, Bishasram, and you go ahead, and you. Yeah, and you go ahead and you mahapach it. You moved it from one place to another place. Vuzik ben Acha Chayev and Iska. Someone else was Huzak. Yichayev. Vama Belaza. And Belaza said to that, Lo yishanu elishin ischav and liskas ben. This is only discussing a case that you mahapach to be zeicha in this garbage, in this zevel, in this animal waste. So over there, Yichayev. Ava lo yin ischav and liskas ben. You were never mahapach to be zeicha in it. It's hefka. You left it hefka. Potter. So what do you see? Alma, Mafkin is Zakov Potter. If Elazar was saying this, so if Elazar is saying Mafkin is Zakov, that means if it's not yours, you're Potter.
So, his person? Has to be his animal?
No, forget. It's not yours. So Zevel. And still you see, and that's why you're Potter. Alma, Mafkin is Zakov, you're Potter. If you picked it up to be kind of fine. But if you didn't pick it up to be kind of, you're not in the this guy's butt, so you're Potter. So what do you see?
So
you see that.
He's not Mafkin, it was never his.
So Hagufa, that's what it means. Something which is not yours, you're Potter. Hagufa. So you see that if it's not yours, you're Potter. Say by say, how you tell me Belaza hold the Yichayev on Mafkin and Zakov, which is Rehabim? Here it says, call the Yipata.
I could say, it makes more sense to say if it was mine and I was Mafkin.
Doesn't matter, who cares? But call the mine, it's not yours, you're Potter. What should make a difference?
Because one started off as one was mine and then I was Mafkin. The other one, I just found it there. So
who cares?
You didn't just find it, you picked it up.
No, it's it, but you were in Chazer, so what's the difference? The mine said, I'm not Chayev for something that I don't know. Want to be chayav atzvar? Something I don't know. I'm not chayav.
Okay. I thought if I had something and I intentionally left it there, I made it mountain where it was mine. So then I could still say that I have something that it didn't make me chayav.
Well, you said on yesterday's amud that the machlekes is a mafkin.
He's explaining.
The mafkin is zokov. It's a machlekes whether that's
b'sheyamin. You mean okay? It's b'sheyamin.
Yeah. So it's a shtickle. B'sheyam mafkin is zokov. Not everybody, it's Macholik Istanam, whether or not that works. So how could you compare that to something that he never owned to begin with?
No, so
you're
asking? I didn't go that far, but I just...
No, the svara is, if you own something and then you mafker it, it's more of an ownership.
Over here, you own it? By glal, you say
something
you
that I own and then I mafker it,
so there's a greater chiddush,
that there's a svara to be said. Maybe then it would be more of a reason to be machayev.
Right, and over here, you never owned it, so if I can't.
I understand. He's asking, what's the nafkamina between why he thought there's an nafkamina between when there's. I can't explain his kashas, but I'm saying I think there's an nafkamina between when there's.
He's a lot. Let me hear you.
If you never owned it, it's saying over here that you never owned a goal, and we're saying to you.
You're potter.
That you're potter, right. And we're good. Bringing a proof to this, to mafkamina chasa. So this doesn't stem with mafkamina chasa. You're potter on this because.
I'm a mafkamina zak of potter.
Yeah, good.
But the question is, how do you know I'm zak of mafkamina?
Over here it says this Chayav by Hoifus
as well. Wow. Maybe
not. No, he's, over here it's Chayav.
Happens if you own it or not.
Over here it says Chayav.
This is Potter, Potter, Potter.
No, Potter when it's not in the Skav in this case,
but. Right, we're going Potter, you know. So again, so I see the Mais Dalach is the Mafkin and Zakov is Potter. So you're saying maybe over here you're Potter, but now it gets to be Chayav because you owned it originally?
Yeah.
What's the difference? Hefka's Hefka, Hefka, Pefka.
Because when you were Mafkir, that was. That
why is Mafkin and Zakov not. Why is Mafkin and Zakov Chayav going to one Shiva?
Why? Because you chayev, because you dug, because you burned shitzer. I don't know, because whatever you did. Not because it's yours.
No,
I mean, the chiddush is that it's like it's yours. Whatever.
We discussed
earlier.
Okay.
So, Bekitz is the Gemara is asking that you see the mafkin is of potter. Rebbe Loz is the one that's saying the mafkin is of potter. And we came out, we had a Rebbe Loz, Rebbe Shmuel that says mafkin is of chayev, but Rebbe Shmuel is chayev. No, because over here is different. Shech Zilim Kaima, you return it to its original place. And that's where someone got kenizik. So you took the glal, you moved it to one place, then you returned it back to its original place. Therefore, you returned it back to its original place. That's where you part of. You didn't do anything, Kilo. You took it and moved it right back.
And the original mazik is chayv?
I don't know if there was ever a mazik.
Let's say there was. Is the original guy chayv?
He's back chayv.
I went away. The matisse is gone already now.
No, it came right back.
But it was gone at one point, so now...
Oh, we'll see. So let's see the Gemara's going to be different. I'm going to have a Vina. What's a Vada Bahava similar to? L'maytze bar megulam. If someone finds a bar which is open, v'kiso, and he covered it, v'chaz v'gilo, and then he said, you know what, let someone else fall in it, and he uncovered it.
He wants to cover right? It for himself.
So therefore, so that's the same case. And who's Chayev? The original guy is Chayev. Right? So if the original guy is Chayev, so that's the same case. You take the glau, you put it back. So therefore, and again, so therefore, Mafkin and Zakov over here is Pata, because it's no Shaykhus, the original case. Because over here, since you put it back the glau to its original place, that's why you Pata. No, this is not similar to the case of Bar. Over there, you had a Bar. You covered it, you uncovered it. Okay, so it never left the first place. Over here, you had the glal in one place, you moved it, gone with the first act, now you moved it back. You are still the complete chayiv in this hezek. You are still the complete mice in this hezek.
Is it because you own it now?
Or not because you own it.
Just because of the action.
Because the action, because you moved it from its original place. It's like it's.
You turned it in.
Exactly. Exactly. What's that similar to?
Why is that? What's the
svar
to then? A bar.
What's
is that?
He's going to explain. What's the similar to Elamaitse bar megula? You found a pit which is open, the tamama, and you filled it up, v'chazav v'chaf, and then you undug it. The stack of the maaserishin, v'kaim elabeshusa. You undid completely the first act. You why? Because you filled it up. Then you dug it again. The first guy's not chayv anymore. You did a whole new maaser. You were very nice by filling it up originally. Nice man, but you now had and when. When you just covered it, so what's covering? Say a little bit long. This is just shmir it to the hezek, but the hezek's still there.
It's not how we know it, though.
One second. It's a shmir. What do you mean we know? 1 second. It's a shmir to the hezek. That means it's like you have a fence around the pit, but the pit is completely there. So therefore, the first person's act is completely there. Now you uncovered it. You would just megala again the first person's act. Masha enkein. When you
fill it up
over there, that's not a shmira to it. It's gone. So it's gone. So therefore,
when you did it,
yeah. So too over here, when you move the glau away, you move it to the middle of the street.
The bar this
place. You're completely doing a new act. You're putting it back to its original place. That's that place was gone. Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, I hate this story. I'm just saying. We know pits. Think about a pothole on the street. The way to cover it is by the minute there's a cover on it, it's as if there's no pit over there. It's not shot that, oh, you need to fill it up. The minute it's covered, it's covered. That is, takes away, there's no pit, as far as I'm concerned. And you walk in the street, you're not worried your child's going to fall down one because it's covered.
But the halach is not like that. You're asking on the ikka halach.
No, I'm saying, Mesvar, no, but I hear this for Lamaisa, he totally obliterated the hezek, it's
you're
gone.
You're saying the condition could be the same because of
right, we know
either
when
way,
he
fixed it one way, he fixed it this way by filling
it's
it
not
in or
fixed.
Covering it.
That's what I said. I said it covered. So it's a machlok. The chenim are busy with this. Some say what I just told you, the pshat, is that over here it's nishka ma, over there it's a shmira. It covers always a shmira to the hole. Or some say that the pshat is that a cover is never doesn't really last. Always gonna fall in a little bit. They didn't have metal like
that. It wasn't the Matias like we have today.
Yeah.
Well, it was a professional pitch. They don't put a metal rim around it. Okay, the stuff crumbles. You put on a cover, it'll crumble and it'll fall down.
An earthquake happens also.
No, Lakewood has a special. They fill it in with rough, and they don't tar it.
It's everywhere.
Okay, so Bekitza. Yeah, so what do we have here? So we're telling you again, that's what it's similar to. It's similar to a case of that it's a stalik lumaisa rishon. And therefore, if it's a stalik lumaisa rishon, getting back to... Well, on the kashana. That what?
You see
Rabbi Loza holds that mafkin is zakav is pata. Zak to Gemara. Hello, I'm Avashi. Kishahavach lepach is mishloisham. When we said the case of Hafaita Chesaglal is discussing... It was less than three. You never picked it up more than three tvachim. So what?
So the old...
So it's not...
He's not acquiring it? He's not taking it?
Yeah, he's not acquiring it. Very good. Now that's... Oh, Zakhtimor, my duke de beleza l'ukmei gen shahavcha l'pachas megimel. The time of the Nishavaliska is aim, Nishavaliska is loy. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that the beleza is that stein, that it was pachas megimel, and then he's making afkamina, you're mechavim to be zeichah, you're not mechavim to be zeichah. Look, Milamayan Megimel, act the normal case that he picked up Milamayan Megimel of Avakav Lenzchav, and this is Bachayev. Even though you weren't Mitzchav, and you're Amayav Mastisik, as she say, because the Mishnah was bothered by him. Why do we say Hafach Aglal? Hafach is Mapach. Let him say he picked it up like a normal act. Elash Mamino, call Hafach Lamata Mishloy Shahu. We're coming to say Gufa, that because we're talking about a case of Hafach Lamata Mishloy Shahu. I would say, you would ask me that question. I would say a guy doesn't want to touch the glal is the waste of a behemoth. So I would say that, you know, this halfach is just like moving it around.
He fiddles it,
he runs it along.
It's like Mahapa Bukharara.
Right, something like that. But the Gemara doesn't like that. The Gemara is saying, no, let it just say Makbi, he picked it up. Amal, that was a normal thing. They picked up the glal, they picked up the zevel, the waste. So therefore, the Gemara is saying, that's why we set down an interesting case of Lamata Megimel. And why you part the Lamata Megimel?
Because you weren't
kind of.
If
so, what does that mean? Why the matter
begin with your because it's not your bar.
What does that mean?
It's not because he holds bar on Mishum Mamono, and this is not his mom.
Why not? Was the matter begin with doing anything?
He wasn't kind of.
Why not?
It's Pachas Megimel.
So what's Pachas
Megimel? So Habat was kind of by Hefker, the Rabbanon, and over here he didn't want to be kind of.
I'm just waiting for the right words. Why? What's the matter Megillah? What's the difference of matter? You're not allowed to be kind of Lulav and Esek of the matter Megillah? What's the difference of matter Megillah and matter
Megillah?
Why not? Well, you know such a lach and shas? You're not allowed to make Akbar less than Gimel? You don't know?
Well, yeah, that's just not weird.
Because love Adami, that's why. That's what I'm saying. What? It's a chiddush. Ben Chanan says it. The Chazanish says it. I don't know what you're talking about. What about love? What about din is this? It's not so posh.
By something,
you
know, a tefach is enough.
Yeah, exactly. For cat. Very negay is.
Love them what? So it's still on the ground? You never pick it up?
Yeah, it's kilo, yeah.
It's
Ben Chananel says that.
But sounds love.
No, Rav doesn't learn that. Not at all. Ben Chananel says that.
So why do you expect us to know this?
That's what I'm trying to everyone's going through that. I'm wanting to understand what's going on. Fakat. No, I'm just fakat. I'm trying to say that. Why is it so posh? It's a big shout of the Gabi, very negay the Gabi Schach. If you put the schach on with your shlach on, so you have to pick up all the schach, or whatever, go put it on, whatever it is. So how hard do you have to pick it up?
More than three.
So Moshe Shtaymach says that you have to pick it up more than three, because else it's like lavud.
That's what I thought.
You who stole it? That's pretty high.
No,
it's always... You have to pick it up a foot.
You don't need to
talk. Moshe Shtaymach says, in this Gemara.
Over here we're talking about the way Rabbi Chana learns, it's mashma, that even the Mechavan, any Mechavan Lipnos, so Milo Gimel is responsible.
Yeah.
Even if any Mechavan
Lipnos. It's not so much, Gimel and not Gimel.
Yeah.
So we're saying
that.
He was saying that.
You have to be
Yeah.
No, no, but if it's according to Rabbi Chana, if he puts it up on Milo Gimel, he's not Chayiv. I don't know if he means that he's kind of because he's Chayiv for it.
Okay. Where do we get rid of the idea of intent anyways? If he intends, he only picks it up a tefach.
It's three tefachim.
You know, like the intent is so. If your intent is I want to acquire it.
Oh, you're asking like this. What Mark Mustama asking is like this. That if it's the matam gimel, I can't be kindness. So who cares if I'm intending or not? If it's beloved.
So the ration touch one's the matam.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I feel like they're assigning a height number to intention.
Right. What's the tier of height number with intention? That's a very good question.
So the Rashi and Tosfos are on top of it. It's a king of the Rabbanim.
Does that mean that if I pick something up on the three Taka and won't be kindness?
We don't pass it in Zalach, yeah, but yeah.
In other words, if you see a Metziah, you can say, I see it, that's fine.
Because even in the Sukkah, where you're saying, you shake it, that's your intention. You're not thinking up so high, you have the intention.
Right, you have intention, you don't need Gimel B'chal. Okay, Zok Gimel B'chal. So now we're saying, who is the Mandama that says, Mavkin is Zok of Ischayiv, is Rabbi Loza? So obviously Rabbi Yechanan. And with Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Pata. And we have Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan say, the Mavkin is Zok of your Pata, but now we don't know, Mishnah Matnia, Sakai, Svesa, Shukha is, if you hide a thorn or a glass, or if I go to get Rabbi Kaitzim, or you put your fence, you make your fence out of thorns, or if you get the Shnafla, Shisram, all these cases, in Shisram, Vuzik, Ben Acha, Chayiv, and Iskayim, Yichayev and it's Nezek v'am Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan explained this Mishnah. Lo yishanu al mafriach.
By the fence.
This is discussing the fence, the thorns were going out into Shusharam. Av mitzamtzen, but if it's in your Rishus, you can do whatever you want in Rishus Yipata. Mitzamtzen, my time of Pata. Why are you Pata by mitzamtzen when it's your Rishus? La'am yishun avalei bar b'shusar. Isn't it because it's a bar b'shusar? And a bar marishus, I can do whatever I want. Mechlal, so where are you chayiv bar?
And therefore I'm poter.
Right. Mechlal, the chayiv with the bar, which is yavim. So when are you chayiv bar? Obviously, which is yavim. Al mafkin is zakav chayiv. So you see the mafkin is zakav chayiv. So you see the abyechin on hold. The mafkin is zakav yachayiv and shusur yavim. So bar, which is yavim is chayiv. Not, which is yachid, you poter. Shusur yavim, you chayiv. So you have now Rebekhin and Abelaz was saying, yachayiv, it doesn't make any sense. Who is the machlekes?
Maybe together under three tefachim.
But if it's not,
that wouldn't help anyone.
How do you know it's not his?
No, it's automatic. Baruch Hashem is always mafkin. It's not yours. Everyone agrees it's not yours.
You'll never claim it.
You'll never claim it.
You can't steal from
your stuff, yeah, but we're talking about the ditch.
You can't steal
from Shusharav. So therefore, it's like tomorrow, no. Loyal mafkin is Zakov Potter. Really, you're Potter. Say Bazai. So why are you Chayiv? Umetzamtzim, my time of Potter. So now, one second. So metzamtzim, why are you Potter? I'm metzamtzim in your shoes. You should be Chayiv. You should be Itma Allah.
That's not the Kasha is the Diak, why you Chayiv. Not on metzamtzim. Tanta Potter, merely that if it's not metzamtzim, it's just Ram, you're
Chayiv. Yeah,
that's what are you doing on my property?
Because since it's not normal for a person to go ahead and to rub himself on the walls, so it's Mishunah. This guy that did it is Mishunah. So therefore, you're part of him. So why are you chayiv by Mafriach? When is it just Rabbin? Because then you chayiv at Mamayna. It's your moment. So then you chayiv at Shah, you're not chayiv at Bar. When it was in just Rabbin, you chayiv it's at your moment. Mashainkain of a being, Mishus HaYachid, you'll take a be potter because it's Mishunah and Mishus HaYachid. Mishunah, the whole thing is Mishunah. Okay? So therefore we're saying that it's not normal to rub yourself against a fence. Very negay is if you paint your fence and someone goes and rubs it and now he got paint on his pants. Are you chayiv or not?
This is in your Rishus or this...
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem is that people make their fences an inch away from the property. That's it.
So if a guy walks.
Yeah, what's going on here? So Mela, so it comes out that really Rabbi Yechanan holds that you're potter. Mafkin Zakov is potter. And over here, it's under Zach. The reason why you're chayiv is because it's Mishunah, and therefore it's your mom. Over here, it's all everything your mom. But if you dig a ditch and it's just Rabbi, you're potter. So the mom, me and Rabbi Yechanan, say that you're potter.
What? No. They said
it'd be chayv, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, so the ma'am, I'm a bechan achi. Did you bechan and say, is I have a bechan alach kistam mishnah? And with now we learn the mishnah. Hachai for bai mishnah, so you have an achva, the seicha, shayach, and ma'am, it's chayv, very simple. So you see, and a bechan says, we pass like this mishnah. And if it says you dig a pit, Mishnah Surabim,
you don't have to own it.
You don't have to own it. So you see, you don't have to own it. So this is blank, black and white, that you are Rabbi Yechanan said Yechayv. So we have to switch up a laza. El Allah, then Rabbi Yechanan Mechayv. Umid Rabbi Yechanan Mechayv, Rabbi Laza Mapata. We said originally it can't be that because of Rabbi Laza Mishnah Bishmal, that when you dig a pit, Mishnah Surabim, and Chametz on Pesach, it's yours. Even though it's us about no, it's yours to be chayvan. But he himself doesn't hold like it. That's the easiest way out. And therefore, Tabi Echon and the Tzad Chayv, and now it's Shem is Kasha, right in the beginning of the day, it's not going to change that price, and that Tabi Echon and Tzad Chayv. Okay, this is tomorrow, it's much easier. Cover the bris.